Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hummey. God bless you, Evangelist Hummey. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, humbling our hearts, Lord, asking for mercy. We call on you tonight, Lord, and we invite you to come into the presence of us, Lord God. Look upon us with compassion. Lay your hand upon us, O God, and forgive our sins. In the name of Jesus, we need a touch from you, Lord, and we ask that you will stop by here and make your holy visitation. Oh, my God, we pray right now that you will take control of this broadcast, that you will send your anointing, Lord Jesus, that you will speak your word, oh, God, to every listener and bless everyone, oh, God, under the sound of the voices on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you will have your way. And that you will manifest yourself, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for a blessing tonight because you know what we all stand in need of, both spiritually, naturally, oh God, financially. You know everything about us, Lord God. You know that we are weak, Lord Jesus, and that our frame is so fragile, oh God, but you made us, Lord. And you know us by name. Lord God, you know the purpose that you have for our lives, oh God. And we ask that you will guide us in the way we should go in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that you will open the eyes of the blind that they may see and have salvation. Lord, we pray, God, for the lost souls that are wandering around out there in the world, Lord God, not having hope, oh Lord Jesus, feeling like there is no hope. But Lord, let them know that there is hope as long as you are alive. Oh my God, and we ask you to help us to minister to the lost souls, oh God. Help us to minister one to another. Oh, God, to uplift one another in prayer and encourage one another in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, oh, God, and asking you to grant every prayer request, Lord. Everyone who has asked for prayer, we know, yes, God, that you are able. Lord, you have the power. There's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing impossible, Lord. Oh, my God. And where the faith is lacking, please, Lord Jesus, build up the faith of your people. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord God, and help us to believe as the scripture says. Yes, in the name of Jesus, take away all doubt, Lord. Take away, draw back in fear.
Take it away.
Anything that gets in the way, Lord God, remove it right now, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. We know you are able, Lord God, and we're depending on you. We're looking unto you, Lord. We need your help tonight, my God. Send on help, Lord Jesus. Send on power, Lord God. Send on strength tonight. Lord,
yes,
whatever we need, God, we know you have it, and we are asking you to send it on down in the name of Jesus. Send the Holy Ghost down, Lord God. Let souls be delivered. Let souls be saved, Lord, the Holy Ghost. Work wonders, Lord Jesus, and work miracles. We pray for those who are sick, Lord God, asking you to touch their bodies while we're praying, Lord, while this broadcast is going on. Reach out to them, Lord Jesus. Lord, my God, wherever they may be, if they're in the hospital, visit them there, Lord. If they're in their home, in the sick bed, my God,
stop by, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand on them right now. Touch, Lord God, and make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. We believe you, my God, and we're taking you at your word. We count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you tonight. We bless your name, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you've done, for what you're going to do, Lord Jesus. We praise your mighty name. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 93rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The flood have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of the many waters. Yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 93rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nebel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nebel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may dial in by calling 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service. Title 1 School, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep in prayer Joel Pauldo and the Brie Pauldo family, Dave Pauldo passed away, the late Dave Pauldo, and his funeral service is scheduled for September the 8th at 11 o'clock a.m. at Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church at 1462, that's 62, King Road in Jacksonville, Florida. And we want to continue to pray for A.B., that God would take the taste of alcohol from her. For Katrina Jones, that God would heal her from stage 3C ovarian cancer. We're going to continue to pray for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Pauldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, diagnosed with cancer, asking for special prayer, Juana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, the bereaved Edmond family, Ms. Maxine Tucker, Ms. Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, excuse me, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
The Lord, Cynthia, she's not present at this time, but if Evangelist Khadija would like to give us a selection, she may do so at this time before we go into the Word of God. Praise God.
Amen.
All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Touch and he healed the lame man. They tell me that he fed 5,000 too. If you have the faith to believe him, he will do the same for you. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Touch me, Lord Jesus. I don't mind if you touch me now. Touch me, Lord Jesus. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. All I need is a touch from Jesus. All I need is a touch from the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection. All I need is a touch from Jesus. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that selection coming through Sanders Khadija on tonight. Now we're going to prepare our hearts for the word of God. Tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. Prepare your heart to hear the word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to the word of God, taken from the book of St. John, the 8th chapter, and beginning with the 31st verse. St. John 8 and 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm going to leave a thought with you. Continue on in the word of the Lord. Continue on in the word of the Lord. Continue means to remain, to last, to endure, to keep on, persist, persevere, to go on with. In other words, go on with the Lord.
Amen.
Go on with the word of God.
Yes,
don't take down, don't draw back, but go on, continue on.
Yes,
learn how to persevere. Learn how to be persistent.
Glory to God.
Learn how to endure.
Yes,
learn how to put up with things.
Yes,
learn how to undergo these things.
Yes,
these are things that we must do in order to make it into the kingdom of God.
Glory to God.
I believe Jesus was speaking here to those Jews, and some of them began to believe on him.
Yes.
So Jesus began to tell them, said, if ye continue,
yes,
in other words, on condition,
yes,
if ye continue,
yes,
in my word,
yes,
then,
yes,
are ye my disciple indeed.
Yes, Lord.
And ye shall know the truth,
Lord,
and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
God knows we need to know the truth in these last days in order to be free.
Amen.
Jesus said in his word, he said, continue in my word. Then and only then are ye my disciples.
Yes,
indeed. I believe Jesus began to speak in St. John, the 15th chapter, and the first verse. He said, my Father is the husbandman.
Amen.
Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away.
Yes.
And every branch that bears fruit, he purgeth it.
Yes, he does.
That he may bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
In other words, he cleans it up. He
yes.
prunes it. That it may bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
Just like in a garden or trees, you begin to purge the dead branches off the tree.
Yes, Lord.
In order for the tree to grow and produce.
Yes.
Well, this is what Jesus is saying. Every branch in me that bears not fruit,
yes.
he taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it,
yes.
that it may bring forth more fruit.
Yes, sir.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Glory to God.
Abide in me.
Yes.
And I in you.
All right.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
Amen.
Except it abide in the vine.
Amen.
No more can ye. Except ye abide in me.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I am the vine.
Yes.
Ye are the branches.
Glory to God.
He that abideth in me and I in him. The same bringeth forth much fruit.
Yes, Lord.
For without me, ye can do nothing.
Amen.
And the sixth verse said, if any man, if a man abide not in me,
yes.
he is cast forth as a branch and is withered.
Yes.
And men gather them and cast them into the fire.
Into the fire.
They are burnt.
Yes, Lord.
You see, God, he doesn't need any waste.
Amen.
If you can't produce, God can purge you,
yes, Lord.
And cause you to produce.
Amen.
He can clean you up.
Glory to God.
And cause you to bring forth good fruit.
Yes, Lord.
If you don't let God clean you up,
come on, preacher.
If you don't let God purge you,
yes.
God knows he will cut you off.
Yes, he will.
And cast you into the fire.
Amen.
Well, yes, he will. But he's saying to you to continue on in the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There are great benefits in continuing with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There are great benefits that God has bestowed upon us.
Amen.
If we continue in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
St. John 15:10 said, if ye keep my commandments,
yes.
ye shall abide in my love.
Yes.
You know, God has left on record commandments
yes,
that we must keep.
Amen.
In order to be his disciples.
Yes,
in order for us to enter in to the kingdom of God.
Glory to God.
There is something that we must do.
Yes.
We must continue. We can't start and then stop along the wayside.
Amen.
And decide we want to stop and pick some daisies.
Yes, Lord.
God knows we don't have time for it. But it's time for us to get in a hurry for our soul.
Yes,
it's time to awake out of your sleep.
Yes.
It's time to put on strength now.
Glory to God.
The Bible says shake yourself.
Shake yourself.
From the dust of the earth.
Yes, Lord.
The church has been sitting
Glory
around
God.
Long enough.
Amen.
It's time to shake yourself.
Glory
from
God.
The dust of the earth.
Glory
it's
Lord.
Time to continue on
yes,
in the word of God.
Yes,
it's time to come to yourself.
Glory
it's time to awake out of your sleep.
Amen.
And put on strength.
Yes.
Let God come on into your life.
Amen.
Let him abide in your house.
Yes,
that you may bring forth fruit. Let God come on in and purge you and cleanse you and make you clean. For this is the only way that we'll be able to make it into the kingdom.
Yes.
We must continue in the word of God. I know trials are going to come.
Yes,
I know we're going to be tempted on every hand.
Yes.
I realize that we got to be tried as gold is tried by the fire. But we must endure. We must last. We must hold out until
yes.
the end. Because we don't hold out if we don't endure, if we don't go all the way.
All the way.
God knows hell will be our home.
Amen.
But we got to continue on in the word of the Lord.
Yes.
I want to encourage my brothers and sisters to continue on in the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God,
yes,
and the word was
yes,
God.
Yes.
And that word dwelt among us.
Yes,
it was made flesh.
Yes,
God knows Jesus came.
Yes,
and he proved that we can continue in the word.
Amen.
God knows he was beaten.
Yes, he was.
All night long.
Yes,
they
Praise God, praise God. Thank the Lord. I'm looking to go there. How about you? We thank God for the word of God. And at this time, if Evangelist Cynthia is on the line, I ask that she would lead us in a word of prayer. We're going to open the doors to salvation and give anyone who want to be saved a chance to receive Christ, anyone who needs strength, a chance to receive strength. Glory to God. If she's not on the line, praise God. Thank you, Cynthia. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're still going to open the doors to salvation and give anyone a chance to give their life to the Lord, to get strength. And if you need a special blessing, the Lord is yet in the blessing business. He's still working miracles. He's still healing, still delivering. And we can go to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the word of God
that
came forth. We thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for this day and for this opportunity, another chance to draw nigh to you, another chance, oh Lord, to pray and send up our communications. We pray that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy, and that you will grant the petitions of those desiring strength, those who are weak and may have fallen by the wayside, but they want to come back and get back into the ark of faith. We pray that you will touch them right now and that you'll give them strength, oh Lord. Touch their minds, oh Lord. Oh, my God, I know you're able and I know thou art a merciful God. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Draw them back unto you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. In the name of Jesus, and those that need healing for their bodies and for their soul. Oh, my God, I pray that you touch them right now. Help them, oh, Lord, to call upon the name of the Lord, to give themselves to you. We know you can do it today, oh, Lord. And those who may be incarcerated, we pray that you bless and make a way, oh, Lord, that they may be delivered behind. Bring them out, oh, Lord. We know that you're able today. We pray that you touch, oh, Lord, and that you will save to the uttermost. We know you're still working miracles, Lord, and you can do the impossible, the thing that we sometimes doubt you for. We know you can do it, Lord. We pray that you have your way and let your will be done. Take control, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless while we're praying, while we're waiting on you, for we can do nothing without you, but we are dependent on you, Lord. We are looking to you, Lord. Help us today, oh, Lord. Look on your people everywhere, those who are out in the world, Lord. We pray that you touch them right now, oh, Lord. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Touch right now, Lord. Be merciful to your people. Help us to be what you want us to be. Help us to seek thy face, O Lord, drawing nigh unto thee. Give us a closer walk, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And those souls designed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, we pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Help them to break up the stony heart. Help them to pour out their hearts unto you. We know you're able to save them, O Lord. Convert a soul. Sanctify them. Clean them up, O Lord. And fill them with the Holy Ghost that they might serve you in the beauty of holiness. Have your way, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless in a special way. And, Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you look on the Paldo family. Touch them right now, Lord. They need strength, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Lift the burden, oh, Lord. Bless and make a way for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, work everything out all right. Satan is riding. He's working, oh, Lord.
But we pray that you'll bind his works and cast him out and let your blood cover, oh Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus. You said in your word, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We believe it today and we take you at your word. Oh, my God, I believe you for lifting that burden. I believe you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help today, Lord. Come in the room, Lord. Bless while we're praying, while we're waiting. Touch, Lord. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick.
Lord.
Deliver them that are backward, Lord. Make ways out of no way. That's
what
prayer request. We pray that you will grant it tonight. Help somebody to believe you, O Lord, and take you at your word. Increase the faith, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us today, O Lord. I pray, Lord, that you'll look on me, that you will touch my body, O Lord, and that
touch
you will find Satan. He seeks to hinder, but I know you're able, Lord, and I know you got the power. Touch right now, Lord. Touch my voice, O Lord. In the name of
Jesus,
heal me, Jesus. Send on your Holy Spirit, Lord. Take control, Lord, while we're praying, Lord. Bless in a special way, oh, Lord. Meet us here today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, strengthen and encourage the people everywhere, those who are going through tests and trials, afflictions, and infirmities. We pray that you will touch and that you will bless and help us to go through and to endure and to continue in the word of the Lord. Help us to stand on your word. In the name of Jesus, help us to make it into that city that you have prepared for us and everyone that love your appearing. Help us today to be ready, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you
thank
for
you,
this
Lord.
Ministry. We thank you for those, our evangelists, who are working to help this ministry to be what it ought to be. We thank you, O Lord. I thank you for Sister Cheryl. I pray that you continue
yes, thank
to
you, Lord.
Help her to continue to do your will. Bless and make
help
her way for you know her prayer. You know all about it. Fix it today,
you know right now.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to bless your people everywhere. Oh, my God, look on all of your pastors, your elders, your evangelists, missionaries, deacons, and ministers, and lay members. We pray that you touch them all, oh, Lord. Give them strength to go through, strength to endure unto the end. And we thank you today for all that you've done. We thank you for making the way for us. We thank you for opening that door for us. We thank you for blessing us, oh, Lord. Help us to continue to give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the prayer. We thank God for the word of God, encouraging us to continue in the word of God. Praise God. At this time, we're going to open up the floor that our evangelists and ministers, whoever, if you have something to say for the Lord or a praise report or whatever God has done for you, you can call in at 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681. And you can give remarks. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. Continue on in the word of the Lord. And although some might take down, some might change up and compromise, we have
all
to continue on. We have to endure if we want to be Jesus' disciples. And in order to continue on in the word of the Lord, we have to remain in the vine. And I love what she said, if we're going to die, you know, we might as well, we want to die in Christ. And I'm looking also to go to that place that is prepared. And I would just like to, you know, very powerful message. I want to encourage her, Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God. And I'd forgotten on the prayer list. I found out one of my friends, a gentleman who was on our prayer list previously, Mr. Howard Smith, he was in the hospital, and the Lord blessed him, and he was doing fine. And more recently, he was admitted to the hospital, I think, for something unrelated. But we want to pray for him. He's scheduled for surgery tomorrow. He has an aneurysm in his aorta. And his daughter asked me, well, she told me about it, and I told her that we would be praying for him.
Yes.
Putting him on our prayer list, because we believe that God is able. She asked me to pray that he survives.
Yes.
But I know that God can save him. This is
yes,
a gentleman. He is the husband of a pastor here in Baltimore, Maryland. The pastor pastors a holiness church right across the street from where my mom is, and she has asked my mom to preach there. I've sang there, asked me to preach there as well. And they believe in true holiness. As a matter of fact, the name of the church is True Holiness. And her husband does not claim the Holy Ghost, but we know that God is able to save him.
Yes.
And we want to pray for him. Howard Smith, and I'll put his name on the prayer list. God bless you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that powerful message. I was just sitting there just
yes.
soaking all in and forgot to take the phone off mute. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for that powerful message coming on tonight. We are to continue on in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
If we continue in his word, the Lord is going to do just what he said he would do.
Amen.
And I tell you, we don't have doubt God. We don't have to have any kind of doubt whatsoever, but we can take God at his word. We can
Amen.
Trust his word, because his word will never fail. His word is true. And if his word abide in us and we abide in his word, we
yes.
can ask what we want, and the Lord promised that he would do it.
That's
so
the
I
word.
Encourage you tonight to just look to the Lord and to take the Lord at his word, and know that the word of God is so powerful.
Yes,
the Bible
it is.
Lets us know that quick and powerful and
yes.
sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory
yes.
be to God. It's so sharp. It'll pierce asunder the soul and the spirit.
Yes.
The marrow
mm-hmm.
and the bone. I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, the word of God will get down on the inside and clean us up.
Good.
The word of God, that power that we don't even recognize sometimes how powerful God is, because in the beginning God spoke the word, and everything he spoke, it came into being. That was not was. When God said, let there be light, there was light. Hallelujah.
Yes.
His word is powerful. So let us learn to continue on in the word of the Lord and just use the word of God in our ministry. Let's use it on a daily basis. We can speak these things by faith, and at God's word, it shall be done. It shall
yeah.
come to pass. So I thank the Lord. I really enjoyed the message on tonight. And again, I thank God for this ministry. Thank God for all of you who are listening in. And I pray that God will continue to bless you through this great ministry. And thank you for your support. And I encourage you to continue to tune in and be blessed. Praise the Lord. Also, I want to say to Evangelist May, be encouraged and continue to preach the word of God. Do all that the Lord leads you to do in the ministry that he has blessed you with. Praise the Lord. And I ask that you'll continue to pray for me. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those remarks, beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Khadija and her mother, Evangelist Amin. And thank God so much for the encouragement
I tell you, the people of God are going through so much, and they all need to be encouraged. And I just thank the Lord for the word of God once again. The word of God never grows old. Maybe oldies and goodies in the gospel, but the word of God is not old. Glory to God.
That's right.
I just thank God for all that he's doing. I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord, and we want to encourage you to go on with the Lord. And those who don't know the Lord, we encourage you to get to know him. Praise God. And whatever it is you need from the Lord, trust God and look to the Lord. There's nothing too hard, and there's nothing impossible for the Lord to do. He can do it all. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast. And I was listening to the news where the young man went into the store and killed three black people. And I looked on the sign. It had King Street, and I said, "Oh, well, that's where my uncle's funeral is scheduled to be."
Wow, yeah,
that street. But I tell you, we're living in a hateful, mean, hateful world. To hold on to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Bible said they would hate you. Glory to God, and that's the time we are living in right now. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And we are living in that time right now. We thank God for God being God. Let's continue to look to him to take us through. Glory to God. And if that's all, we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to invite you to tune in again at 7 p.m. on Sunday night, Lord willing. And we ask that you, if you can get a word of prayer through, to pray for this prayer ministry, for this broadcast ministry, and that the Lord will have his way. God bless you and good night.